Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, September 9th, 2026. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine's 1st Congressional District, ranking member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies, is calling on Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to file a lawsuit on behalf of Congress to block the construction of Trump's 250-foot arch. In a letter to Speaker Johnson yesterday, Pingree wrote in part, quote, "Americans are watching this White House pour concrete over the rules of their own government, and they are furious. That fury runs deepest among veterans and Gold Star families. Three Vietnam War veterans are the lead plaintiffs in Lemon versus Trump, arguing that the arch would dishonor their military and foreign service. Their case is being fought steps from Arlington National Cemetery, where an estimated 400,000 service members, veterans, and their relatives are buried. The site sits along the route funeral processions use to reach the cemetery's gates, and less than 2 miles from Reagan National Airport's flight path. The arch would rise directly in the line of sight between the Lincoln Memorial and Arlington House, a corridor built to symbolize the nation's reunification after the Civil War, the same war in which Maine sent a higher share of its people into the Union Army than any other state. Maine is home to nearly 100,000 veterans, among the highest concentration in the country, and not one of them asked for a monument like this. Gold Star families who walk through Arlington's gates to visit their loved ones would have to do it in the shadow of a 250-foot tribute to a man who, when asked what the monument was for, reportedly answered, me. Mr. Speaker, this administration is testing whether Congress will defend its own authority. This case is therefore an institutional obligation, not a dispute about architectural taste or party politics. The House has the standing, the authority, and the obligation to stop this before the evacuators arrive. The window to act is closing. Unless Congress intervenes, this project will irreversibly alter one of our nation's most sacred landscapes, and you will have allowed Congress to further cede its constitutional authority to the executive branch." End quote. Congresswoman Pingree spoke out about the arch in a congressional hearing in June. Here's an excerpt from that.
"The president is trying to build a monument to himself. The American people don't support it. Polling found that 52% of Americans do not support the project. And veterans groups oppose it. Veterans groups oppose this for its impact on Arlington National Cemetery. And a lawsuit to stop the arch has been filed on the veterans' behalf. I think we have some veterans in the audience with us today, and I thank you for being here, and I thank you for your service to our country. One of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, a Vietnam veteran and former diplomat named John Gunderson, warned that the historic view from Arlington National Cemetery should not be desecrated by this arch. This is sacred, hallowed ground. It should not be overshadowed by a monument to one man's ego."
I'll post a link to Shelley Pingree's YouTube page if you'd like to watch the rest of that speech. There was an announcement yesterday, Tuesday, from MoveOn.org, one of the national organizations that organizes protests around the country, among other things, saying that there is a date for the next No Kings Day, National Day of Action. Quote, "It's no secret that major voter suppression efforts are underway to sow chaos and distrust in our elections, strip away our voting rights, and make it harder for people to vote. And that's why we have big news to share. No Kings, Vote Early. On October 17th, communities nationwide will come together to promote voting early as a key strategy to overcome attempts to rig our elections. Move On members will be uniting to protect our vote through block parties, rallies, and walks to the polls, and everything in between. Neighbors will help neighbors get to the polls, create plans to vote, and get involved to ensure the will of the people is upheld." End quote. If you'd like to know more or be in early on the organizing, there will be a call tomorrow. They're calling it the No Kings Vote Early Kickoff Call, happening tomorrow evening from 8 to 9 p.m. I'll post the direct link on the archives with today's program. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.